What's up, everybody? I'm the Cannabis Industry Lawyer, and that's where you can find me on the internet, cannabisindustrylawyer.com. Today, we get into the cannabis weeds, and we're going to do a deep dive into a type of license that is not everywhere. It's not in my state. Maybe it is in yours. It's the micro business license, one of my personal favorites, and it's coming to Missouri for 2023. So if you have any questions about the micro business license, leave them down there. While you're down there, hit that like button and tag somebody that is in your state that would be awesome for this license. And now let's do some business discussions. Hey. Miggy, what's going on? Have you heard of this license, man?
What is a micro business license?
A micro business is defined by statute in a particular jurisdiction, so it can be different in one state versus another. For example, in New Mexico, a micro business license was only supposed to be a 100 plant operation that could sell its own crop at a second location, but because of demand constraints, they popped that to 200 plants plus retail at its own location. Also kind of sounds like they got one of these coming in New York. We're going to be talking about what they have in Missouri. Missouri has just legalized, of course. It's going to be effective here in December of 2022. And then by next year, spring, maybe summer of 2023, a new lottery process for Missouri micro business marijuana licenses will be had. And Missouri, even though they passed it and legalized it, they still call it marijuana under their statutes. They have two different types of marijuana microbusiness licenses. They have the microbusiness license that is for a dispensary facility, and then they have a microbusiness license that is for a wholesale facility. They are interrelated in the sense that the microbusiness wholesale facility is allowed to only sell to another microbusiness, including a dispensary, and vice versa. So the dispensary can be hybrid. It can opt to sell either adult use or medical cannabis, but also it has to buy them that cannabis from another microprocessor. And I believe they want to have 2/3 of these licenses being assigned to growers and 1/3 being assigned to being dispensaries out of a pool of 144. So I don't know what that divides into. Three times, it wouldn't be even, considering that there's 144 of them. But that's kind of how it's going to be split. Their micro business for the cultivation, they call it the wholesale license, 250 plants.
So for the grower side of things, is that they're able to sell to the dispensary and then also directly to a consumer?
No, they'd have to be able to sell to a dispensary that's also a micro business. So they have to only sell to the micro businesses. It will make a very craft or at least small business product that can act as like really your entry model for an entrepreneur getting into the industry. New Jersey has a micro license, which is affordable. New Mexico has a micro license that is affordable. In Michigan, you have the Class A license, which is only 100 plants. And that's pretty affordable, too. Illinois has a problem in the sense that its cheapest license is, you know, millions of dollars to get going and over like 1,200 plants in flower alone. So having that higher barrier isn't necessarily the best thing so that moms and pops can get into the cannabis industry too.
Well, it sounds to me like, isn't a micro business just a graft grow anyway? So it'd be the smallest tier of any tier available. So
true, the craft grow, but then the smallest tier in most jurisdictions, you know, the 250 plant, if you're going to do a plant count, and then you could take that 250 and multiply it by 4 square feet per plant if you're really spacing them out. And that would just be 1,000 square foot of canopy space, which, you know, isn't all that much, because that's 1/5 of the size of the smallest craft license in our state. So when you're looking at it from a policy perspective and also an entrepreneurship's perspective, not having the micro business license really kind of leaves out many of the small entrepreneurs that might want to get started, and then they can tier up in different jurisdictions as opposed to just having one type of license.
That's what I'm just trying to wrap my head around, right, with the term micro business, right? Because especially now with cannabis, it just seems to me that this is still restricted no matter what, right, from state to state. So no matter what state you're playing in, so you have 2 tiers of licenses. Is that how it's looking like? So with Missouri, they're going to have what? The big boy license that's only going to be for like people who can afford burner type pockets?
Yeah, or? They already have those. The medical ones will be grandfathered in, and they might not give out any more of that license type. They're going to start giving out this micro license type because they've already given out hundreds or 150 at least dispensaries, and I want to say 60 growers or producers, but I need to actually go look at the number of licenses that they have in Missouri. It was a larger number than in our state, and there's only 6 million people in Missouri. So it really looks like the next round of licensing for that state is going to be this micro license type.
So the micro license thing really is just something that's just saying, hey, you can get in, but you just got to be at a smaller
level. You have to be eligible. And so here's the eligibility requirements. For example, a net worth of less than $250,000.
Oh, okay.
And a net income below 250% of the federal poverty level, which is really difficult. Or have a valid license that says you're a disabled veteran. Are you a disabled veteran, Miggy, or are you still able?
I'm able technically. I'm not disabled qualified. I qualify, but you have to go through a process.
There you go. Of course, you could also be a person, a parent, a guardian, or a spouse that has been arrested for, prosecuted for, or convicted of a nonviolent marijuana offense, unless it was for driving under the influence of cannabis or selling it to a minor. And then there's also a zip code or census tract where, and then they have this impoverishment threshold, 30% or more lives below the poverty level. The employment rate is high. Historic rate of incarceration for marijuana related offenses is also high. Or you could also have graduated from a particular school. So if you have, and these are all in the alternative, meaning that it says or and not and.
Right,
if you are one of those four things, you can play the lottery to get a micro business cannabis license. And if you win that, depending on what the regulations are for the dispensary, it still might be $1 million to open that. You should be able to get open for business for only hundreds of thousands as opposed to millions of dollars. What a deal.
I bet you know, Ferguson, that'd be the kind of area that, I mean, they would definitely prosper there, right? Because I just looked at the federal poverty level, and it's goddamn, for a family of four, 27,000, which I don't know how people survive with 27,000, four people. So,
or build a farm. Or a dispensary that is compliant, you know?
So, I mean, you're looking for an impoverished area, which is a good portion of Missouri.
But that's what it is. And so if you guys are out there and you want help with a micro business application in Missouri or anywhere else, head on over to cannabisindustrylawyer.com and get in touch with us. And then the next thing you should do is check out that video that we'll put up. We'll put the video up there. Check that video out.
Are we going to the next thing already?